Hey, it's Tess Green, and this is We Are All Stories. Okay, guys, I can't believe it! We're at series 3 already? Where has time gone? I don't even know. I hope you guys had a good 2 weeks off and you enjoyed whatever weather you're having. I went to California a little bit, to San Diego, so that was nice. A little bit of sunshine amidst the rain that I constantly have here at home. But I hope that you guys had a great time off. I'm really excited to be back with Doctor Who and talking about Donna, who is one of my favorite companions. She has some sass, and I love her, and I wish that she still was here. Poor Donna. Love her. I hope you guys are ready to talk about this episode. So this is Series 3, the Christmas episode. It is called The Runaway Bride. This was directed by Joris Lynn and written by Russell T. Davies, with an original air date of December 25th, 2006, which is so long ago. It's like 12 years ago. Oh my gosh. Where has time gone? I feel really old. It's not 12 years ago, is it? No, it's more 11 years ago. That's right. I was in grade 11. Ew. I am young. Or old. I don't know. Anyhow, I love this episode. We have lovely Catherine Tate as Donna. And we have her beautiful storyline. Oh, she's just fantastic. I love Donna. That's all I want to say all episode. Can we just have the whole podcast be I love Donna? I think you guys would all agree with me on that sentiment because she is fantastic. And this is just such a random episode. And I love the fact that she has a point. All she wants to do is get married to this dude. And then as we go along, we learn so much about her. Like, we learn that she's kind of forced him into marriage. And it's kind of a comedic way on, like, a comedic look on this woman, and then it's just so fantastic. And there's no other companion could pull it off like her. Donna is this kind of character, which is almost comedic, almost laughable, but like has so much heart. You can't get past it. Like later on when her and the doctor reunite and they're making faces at each other across the room, super funny, and you're having like a great laugh. But then she also has these moments where, like this one where she's sitting with the doctor on the roof and it's just like such an in-depth moment where they're just talking and they're having, you know, she's being earnest and honest and then they laugh like 5 seconds later. I don't know. She's just so great. And no one really can be Donna like Donna. I love Donna Noble. I always forget how awesome she is until I get to her season. Which is sadly not now. This is just a one-off episode. But season 4, guys. Let's be ready for Donna Noble. She is one of my favorites. And I know you guys are going to hear that a lot from me. Because I actually like a lot of the companions. I don't love the next companion. She's okay. I don't love Martha Jones. But I find that lots of people don't love Martha Jones. I like Martha Jones at the end of her season. Is it bad that I like her on her final episodes more than her real episodes? But anyhow, I digress. Let's talk about this episode and our lovely, wonderful bride-to-be, Donna Noble. Okay, guys, this episode starts out actually kind of funny. This starts out exactly the same as last series, first episode, and the series before that. They all zoom in on the Earth onto the companion. Does anyone else notice this? I did not know this before, that they started the episode in the same way. This is actually really cool. I really like that little, it like just brings you back to where you were last series. It makes you feel at home. It makes you feel comfortable. This is how you always start it. It is very companion centric and it's great. I just love it. I just love how it starts like that. I don't know. Brings you right back into the world, into Earth. And because when you meet the doctor after Donna's disappearing act, which is hilarious,
He's out in like outer space in the middle of nowhere. And it's kind of great that she's so earthbound and he's so spacey. Just like when they meet, that's a great contrast. I really enjoy that contrast between the two of them. I love Donna. Okay, before we talk about the doctor, I'm just going to talk about Donna and how great she is. And that scene when she gets magicked out and she just starts to scream. Oh, custom tape is so awesome. It's just so... I'm just going to let you guys know, as I said before, in the little intro there, Donna is one of my favorites. I love her energy and her ability to just be truly Donna. Truly Donna. She's so quirky and awesome. And all through this episode, you'll see that. You'll see how she is one of a kind. And I love it. And never change, Donna. Never change. So I really... Yeah. I just... You can't replace Donna. You cannot. Nor would you. Why would you? Why would you ever replace her? Yeah. That's basically... That's it. That's all. From that first scene, she's just great. Love her outfit. Love her everything. She's so good. I love how like she's going down the aisle and it looks like such like a regular wedding movie. There's the guy at the front. There's a girl in the audience. She's a little snotty. There's the parents in the audience. It's just so funny. It's like a regular wedding and then she gets taken out in the middle. It's so good. It's just so good. And then Donna, when she sees the doctor with the what? And the doctor, which is the same scene that they had at the end of last series, as the teaser for this episode. Just love it. Also, guys, one sad moment I have to point out, the rose coat thing, which was similar to the last season one, at the end of series one, where Rose left her coat on the thing, and that was after the, or during, I guess, the games, I don't even remember what that episode's called. That is actually, sorry, guys, that is from Bad Wolf, from series one. So I believe it was that first half of that episode. So when they think that Rose has died and they see her coat on the thing and it's very similar. And it's to this moment that I referred to back, at that episode where I was like, oh, it just reminds me of another episode. This moment where the doctor sees Rose's coat just lying there because she always just threw it down. And he clearly misses her. He even has a little flashback moment, guys, when they're at the reception. It is really sweet, the missing Rose, the little montage that happens this episode. I actually really like it. It shows that he hasn't moved on yet. He's still hurting. Which is something I appreciate because often in shows, they just move past trauma really quickly if they've changed a new character or whatever because they don't want to dwell on it. But I like how they take a little moment here. They take a moment to dwell because the character himself wouldn't have moved past it yet. Sometimes they make it many years in between, but clearly this happened just at the end of the last. Right? Like we just saw her appear in the TARDIS once he left the last scene. So he should be upset about it. It's very logical. But I digress, guys. I like how he doesn't tell Donna what happened. He just said she's gone, which is true. And he's in that, like, sad moment, so it's true. Then we get him trying to get her back, which is great. Donna's just such a character. Ugh. So good. I love how eventually tells the doctor about her story, about her and Lance. She completely lies. Donna. You're just so Donna. I don't even know if there's like another way to describe her. She's just so herself, completely blind to anything that's happening. Sorry about my voice. She doesn't see anything happen the way it's supposed to. It's so funny. Like her and missing all the main events in the past few years that have been blatantly obvious in the world. She just... Oh, I was here. He's like, it happened there too. It's funny. Oh, Donna. Donna, Donna, Donna. She's just great. Her and the doctor, I'm just going to skip around this episode, guys. Sorry, I'm just going to talk. Her and the doctor are great. They have this moment when they're on the segues. This is like unequivocally the Doctor and Donna when they're on the segways and they're just laughing. The two of them are just laughing hysterically because it's ridiculous. Lance is in the background, whatever about him. But like, just the Doctor and Donna, they're like best friends. They're like brother and sister. This is how I see them. Just like pals to the end. Just like best pals. With no question about it. Like no love, no anything. It's like just friends. And I love that aspect. I love how like, because Rose was such an emotionally like deep romantic kind of character with the Doctor. So I like how they take a step back with Donna. Of course, this is only a blip until we see her real season, but that is really great. I really like that. I love the segue moment. It's just so good. I just can't help but laughing at it. And I like how this episode does a lot of callbacks, guys. So it calls back to the Christmas tree last Christmas episode, where he's like, the Christmas tree kills. And then it calls back to Torchwood when he looks on the phone. It calls back to those Santa robots from last series. It calls back to a bunch of the Christmas episodes before, where when the Doctor's talking about what Donna was blind to, and also like the Cyberman and stuff. So it calls back to a lot of things. I really enjoy that. I enjoy the kind of flashback episode. It's just such a good time. I fear, guys, this is going to be a bit of a shorter episode. I'm so sorry. I really also enjoy how, even though Donna is quirkier than the other ones, she also really understands the Doctor. And I think that's because of the friendship level. She doesn't idolize him the way that Rose did a little. Like, Rose romanticized him a lot. Donna sees how he is, so she can be a little bit more of his conscience. She gets him. She says that the Doctor, like, someone has to tell you to stop. Like, you need to. She also understands when the Doctor's like, oh, I'll just go in at the park properly and starts to leave. She's like, no, I understand. Like, you're leaving. That was your excuse, your little polite goodbye. Yeah, I don't know. She really understands the Doctor. She really gets him, which is funny because she is completely oblivious to so many things, but she really understands human and human character, except for her life. He was a jerk, by the way. He's a jerk. We don't like him. I can't believe he would do that to Donna. What an arse face. Don't like him. If you like him, you're wrong. Ugh. When he says all those things to Donna, sorry to completely jump around, it like breaks my heart. And you can see the Doctor think that too. Like, oh my gosh, this poor woman. Who's like so honest with herself and who she is. And he just comes and, like, completely manipulates her. That is not okay. That is not okay. My niece is watching it, and we're like, don't. If any guy treats you like that, don't worry. We'll beat him up for you. She's too young to really understand that. But she's like, is he mean? We're like, yes. Yes, he's mean. Because that's a mean thing to do, guys. Do not do that. If you don't like someone, tell them. Tell them straight up. And let them move past it. Don't drag them on to manipulate them and get them to do what you want. That is just a bad, bad dude. And he gets eaten. And I'm glad that she realizes, because she's a good person, that he didn't deserve it. Again, because she's a good person and thinks about people and what they deserve and how everyone should be treated, because Donna's a sweetheart. She's a sweetheart. Ugh. It makes me so sad for her when that happens. She deserves better. She deserves the world. That Donna Noble. Oh man, that's a big bird. Sorry, just randomly saw some big birds on the roof. Sorry, I digress again. I'm sorry, I got distracted by how bad Lance is and how much I dislike him. The villain. Let's talk about the villain a little. So, I'm never going to be able to say the name of the villain. But the Emperor. Empress. I love the idea that they buried themselves in the earth a long time ago. That's kind of a fun idea. Like, that's a pretty cool thing. And when they see the earth build, like, it's kind of fun, it's kind of science-y. Yeah, it's cool. I don't know that I like I don't know that I like the... He offers her an out, and they're super carnivores. Like, they destroy a whole planet, so we know that she's a big threat. He does say that a couple times. He offers her an out, and then he kills the children, and she goes away. But he doesn't kill her. I'd like to point out that the humans kill her. So that's good that it was somebody else's choice. I don't know. He felt a bit vengeful. And I wonder if that's also because of what he just came from with the Daleks and Rose. And I wonder if that's why, like, he was just so, like, he misses her so much and that he wanted to get someone back for it. And this was a perfect opportunity. I wonder if that's the reason. It's possible. Let me know what you guys think. Okay, guys, there's probably more that I could talk about, but I don't know if there is. we'll end the episode talk up there. We'll go to my favorite things. My favorite things about this episode is... My favorite character is obviously Donna, because she's fan-freaking-tastic. My favorite moment is the segue moment. It really is. I know that there's lots of emotional moments with Doctor and Donna, where they, like, really meet. Oh, I love the moment in the car with the kids yelling at her to jump, and he's, like, actually flying the TARDIS, which is hilarious. He, like, swishes a little bit of car, scratches some cars up. I don't know why I find that so hilarious, but it's true. I love it. But the segue is my favorite. My least favorite moment? I don't know. Probably with the spider again. Sometimes I just don't love the villains. It's just... I don't know. It's needed. Because obviously, like, a story wouldn't be good without a villain, but, like... I just want to spend more time with Donna and the Doctor together. They make such a good team. And they're, like, my favorite. So, yeah, they're, like, my favorite. Do you have any questions for you guys this episode? Does anyone else feel the same way that I feel about Donna and the Doctor? Do they all love her and him just as much as I do? You guys, tell me. Tell me if that's true, because I'm, like, they're... As a pairing, they, like, beat almost everybody just because they're, like, the coolest pair. Does that make sense? I can't wait to get to season 4 because, yeah, they're just so good together. I just love them. I love them. I don't really have any questions for you guys. I've been awful. I'm so sorry that this episode's so short. Just, it's such an awesome episode and I love it. Watch it. Watch it again and again and again. That's really my thought, is that this is one of those episodes that's just so entertaining and so good that you don't really have to talk much about it. And I apologize for that. It's always good to talk about them, but, you know, I can't. I can't when it's just so awesome. And I just recommend it, just to watch it. And then again, watch Doctor Who again in season 4. Donna. I kind of want to get through series 3, which is funny, because I actually enjoy it. I enjoy a bunch of the storyline with... her name, with Martha's name is somehow I always forget it until I, like, clearly think about it, like, I have to really think to get her name, which is silly. Martha, like, I like her final storyline, sort of, and I like some parts, like, I like Shakespeare and all these things, but yeah, she's not my favorite companion, that's for sure. That's okay, I can't love them all. And Martha's known for being the storyline that not everyone loves. That is true. So, sadly, guys, this is where I'm going to end it. I know that it's really short. But I also wanted to mention something to you guys that's going to be really exciting. I have started a new podcast. Woohoo! It's called Movie Moment. It's basically me giving movie reviews. I'm really excited to share this with you guys. I have one episode up right now. I'm working on a few more. Please let me know if you have a movie you wish for me to review. I've started off with the classy 50 Shades of Grey trilogy. So we have 50 Shades of Grey, 50 Shades Darker, and 50 Shades Freed. It's all one because I feel like they really connect and you really have to talk about them all in one piece. But now that they're all out, we can talk about them. So go check it out. It's up on my podcast. So it's called Movie Moment. You can find it on iTunes, Google Play. It should be on all of them. If you need it to be on a certain platform and it's not, just give me a shout and I'll add it. Let me know what you guys think. Send me ideas for films you'd like me to review. I love your input and I'm super excited about it because because I love starting new things and I love having too many things on my plate, which is constant. But yes, that's it, guys. I'm so sorry about how short this is again. I appreciate you guys so much. You are the best listeners. Please rate and review on iTunes. If you want to give me any feedback and chat, answer any of my questions, please use the hashtag WAASTGP and my handle at TessGPodcast so I can find what you have written. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, email, website. Anyhow, if you look TessGPodcasts, a bunch of things should come up. I need to be able to find me and ask me questions or whatever you wish. Thank you guys so much. You are literally the best listeners. Sometimes I just know I'm so blessed to have you guys listening to me. So thank you guys so much. I will talk to you next week when we talk about the first series and we meet Martha Jones and we meet that gross alien who sucks blood. Blah. Just grosses me out. But that's it for this week, guys. XOXO. Ciao for now. Thank you.